Good evening, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Staff. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2ZZ, is this the appropriate time to have him lift up by Rochester again?
Oh, you're our first check-in. KA2ZNZ, go ahead, what's going on?
Yeah, I knew you were opening it, and then I say that Rochester came in and I wasn't sure, and then I waited for a while, and I figured I'd toss my 2 cents in. It isn't even worth that, you can fill it back. Let's see, we're sitting at 12.6. We got up to about 19.20 today. We had rain, snow, I should say, most of the day, most of the night. Not any great accumulation, maybe 3-4 inches. But it's, we're looking at another storm, I guess, working its way through. So it's been an interesting day. We had to go out and another appointment to take care of today, and just staying busy, that's for sure. So 730, and well, whoever there. Back to you, Jeff. KA2ZZ.
All right, Jack. Well, yeah, thanks for the check-in there, and yeah, you're coming in loud and clear here. I'm sure Rochester's stopping all over you there, but we hear you fine over here on this end. So. All right, thanks. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up to you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KC2MBU.
KC2MBU, Ray, good evening. What's going on?
We're at negative 2. And we're just getting some dessert and calling it a night at dinner at China Gourmet. Always good.
All right. Well, sounds like you had a good night, and I'm glad you guys got to go out for dinner there tonight. I don't think we're going to get much snow here. I don't know. You see the weather report. It'll go either way, but I think we're going to get out of this one here. Coming up, so let's hope so. All right, well, thanks, Ray. Thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return to frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Jack and Ray for checking in tonight. Say 73 to those listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
KC2WI.
Go ahead, Pete.
I was wrapping up some business on the Air Force Mars digital training net. I've fought with my digital interface here a couple times, and I can't get it to key the radio, and I can't get it to the radio to recognize that there's audio going through on the what's supposed to be the digital the 6-pin connector. And what I'm thinking is that, you know, I've got more than one thing going on here. Maybe I can't find this anywhere in the manual, but maybe the radio. See, I can receive just fine, and but I can't transmit. And I got two problems. And one problem is if I get the radio to key, there's no modulation. The transmit audio doesn't come through. But I can't get it to key using the the interface, in other words, the keying line, the push-to-talk line on the digital connector. So I don't know that if I, so I key it by just squeezing the microphone, but I don't know whether internally, when you transmit with a microphone, it mutes the other line or not, because there's no documentation on that, you know. So now I look at my USB serial port, which the device manager says is just fine. I try to make the FL Digi key that I put the radio into a dummy load or something, so if I transmit it doesn't matter. And I put my meter on the RTF line on the serial port. Well, I don't see that changing voltages. So now I say, well, it must be my USB serial port. But the device manager says it's fine. So I say, well, maybe it's the port, even though it's a brand new little, USB to serial converter. So I have another one. I put that in, and it doesn't work either. But if I measure the, just continuity on my interface, everything's fine there, nothing's shorted, nothing's open, so it's like multiple issues, so I don't really know. I have another interface, but it doesn't have the right cable, so I'm going to buy the right cable for my Signalink interface, and I go to do that, and it's $20, which is outrageous. Timed it out there. Anyway, so I just gave up for a while. I got other things to do. But it is pretty slick. I mean, I can receive and I can transmit by just sticking the microphone, the radio microphone in front of the computer speaker. Yeah, and that works. That's pretty cool. KC2WA.
Well, sounds like you got yourself quite a project there. Well, I wish I had some time for that right now. I'm jam-packed with work. I don't know if that's the way it is this time of year. All right, Pete. Well, anything else there to report?
I was talking to my father, and he said something, well, we're supposed to get snow, like snowstorm, not lake effect. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, there's a big one supposed to be traveling up the East Coast here Wednesday into Thursday there, but it looks like it's going to be more south and east of us, but we'll get some of it, but not like what they're going to get to the south and east.
Yeah, sometimes the famous Valentine's Day storm, which everybody remembers from up there, in 2007, it was 42 inches. It was a ton of snow. I mean, it was literally close to 4 feet of snow in 24 hours. And it wasn't a lake effect storm either. It was a, coastal storm. 42, I think, was the official number. I got back here. I was up there. It was great fun. Because it was nice snow. It was fluffy snow, so it wasn't like a pain. It was a lot of it, but it wasn't the worst thing to remove. But I'm like, oh man, I've been out here blowing snow, just went on. I'm going to do this again. I got back here. There was 3 inches, so yeah, we could get nothing or almost nothing. And like you say, south and east, especially east towards the coast, get a ton. So that's okay because they need it, and it'd be okay if we didn't get a ton. Although I wouldn't mind a little more here. Just keep the snow, keep it good for a while. Nothing else going on here, I guess. KC2WA.
Alright, Pete. Well, I'll catch up with you later. I get back to work here. I got a big plate that's full here tonight, so I got to get it done. Alright, well, we'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT.
73, KC2WA.
Keith, KB2KLJ4 Octon. All the way stations with or without traffic. Octon currently being held on the 145.17.
Of course, it doesn't interfere with 655, so.
This is KB2KLGA for Octon. Any stations with or without traffic? Stations for Octon, come now, please.
Okay, there's a station trying to check in. I get no audio.
This is.
KJ2Q
with no traffic, Mark, over.
Okay, if that was used before, John, we got you now, KJ2Q. Thank you for checking in, do appreciate it. And what else for Octon?
KC2MBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2MBU, hi Lily, thank you for checking in. And what else for Octon? Okay, final call for Octon, four stations. With or without traffic, I'll make one more call up here. Is there anyone else wishing to sign in? I hope I'm not interfering with WDN out there. Are there any other stations for Octon? Final call for Octon. Nothing else there, and I want to thank everyone for checking in, do appreciate it. It will say 73, KB2KLJ, clear, I hope to catch you all tomorrow night. KB2KLJ, clear.